Mumutaro Rube presented to Mannequin Piss in 1995. Presenting the Mannequin Piss with a costume has become the accepted way to pay tribute to the inhabitants of Brussels who have made the little character their mascot. Initially a local custom, the practice has become a far more international affair since the 20th century, as demonstrated by this robe produced on the initiative of a group of Japanese expats in Belgium. Today, Mannequin Piss owns almost 1,000 costumes from all around the globe. His fame is such that each year, a number of countries, regions, towns, or associations apply to present him with an item of clothing that is typical of their identity or their traditions. The communal authority of Brussels selects the donors, who receive a template enabling them to tailor the costume to the right measurements. And once the day of the official presentation finally arrives, the statuette proudly sports its new finery. It is no surprise that the offer to produce a costume by Mumutaro was chosen, as the story of this little boy is very popular with Japanese children. Legend has it that Mumutaro succeeded in conquering terrible demons with the aid of a dog, a monkey, and a pheasant. This explains why he has 3 furry animals at his side. The tradition of dressing up Mannequin Piss on certain big occasions dates back several centuries. It was first recorded in 1615. The little character appears dressed as a shepherd during the procession organized in honor of the Archduchess Isabel, who was the ruler of our regions at that time. This custom was doubtless inspired by the common practice since the Middle Ages of dressing up statues of the Virgin, Jesus, and the saints. However, it is unusual that it was applied in this case to a statue without any religious connotations. The only apparent explanation for this honor is the very special place that Mannequin Piss was starting to acquire at that time in the heart of the people of Brussels. All of Mannequin Piss's costumes are cared for by the museum. A selection from this extraordinary wardrobe is on display in a building situated close to the fountain at the top of Rue de Chêne. A visit is not to be missed. Admission is included in your entrance ticket. Go back to the landing on this floor and enter the large temporary exhibition hall. Don't forget to take a look at the impressive neo-Gothic ceiling in the shape of an overturned ship's hold.